light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Awe, The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life. Dashe Keltner, a pioneering researcher and professor of psychology at the University of California, Berkeley, embarks on an illuminating journey into the science of awe. Through a blend of storytelling, empirical research, and accessible explanations, Keltner unpacks the transformative power of awe and how it can profoundly affect our lives, health, relationships, and societies. The book explores awe as more than just a fleeting moment of wonder. It presents it as a vital ingredient to a full, enriched life. Keltner's exploration is timely and compelling, suggesting that in an age of distraction and disconnection, cultivating awe might be the key to deeper happiness, resilience, and kinder societies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding awe and its origins. Dashe Keltner defines awe as the feeling we get in the presence of something vast that transcends our understanding of the world. This fundamental human emotion can be sparked by nature, art, music, or acts of profound generosity. Keltner delves into the evolutionary origins of awe, theorizing that it played a crucial role in the development of our species by fostering social bonds and cooperation among early humans. He uses a combination of psychological research and anthropological insights to argue that awe's roots are deeply embedded in our biology, serving not just as a source of pleasure, but as a mechanism for survival by promoting group cohesion and altruism. Secondly, the psychological and physiological effects of awe. Keltner presents a compelling case for the broad spectrum of benefits that experiencing awe can have on our mental and physical health. Through various studies and experiments, he shows that regular encounters with awe can reduce chronic stress, lower inflammation, and enhance mood, creativity, and well-being. One significant finding is the small self phenomenon, where experiences of awe can lead to a more humble, less narcissistic self-view, encouraging pro-social behaviors. Keltner also examines the physiological responses to awe, such as changes in heart rate and the activation of specific brain regions, highlighting how this emotion interfaces with our biological systems to promote health and social bonding. Thirdly, awe in art, nature, and society. Keltner explores the various contexts in which awe can be experienced, emphasizing its accessibility in everyday life. He discusses how art, natural phenomena, and even human acts of great moral or physical courage can evoke feelings of awe. By weaving together insights from history, art critique, and his own research, Keltner illustrates how societies throughout time have intentionally used awe-inspiring architecture, storytelling, and rituals to reinforce social norms and values. He also touches on the importance of preserving natural environments and creating art that evokes a sense of wonder, as these experiences have the power to unite people across different cultures and backgrounds. Fourthly, the role of awe in personal and social transformation. This segment of the book focuses on how awe can facilitate personal growth and societal change. Keltner discusses how awe-inspiring experiences can lead individuals to reevaluate their life priorities, inspire changes in career or personal goals, and foster a deeper connection to others and the world at large. He also emphasizes awe's role in promoting empathy, compassion, and social justice, arguing that collective experiences of awe can help bridge divides and cultivate a more inclusive, understanding society. The author provides guidance on how individuals and communities can intentionally cultivate awe to harness its transformative potential. Lastly, practical applications and how to cultivate awe. In the concluding part of the book, Keltner offers practical advice on how readers can actively seek out and cultivate experiences of awe in their daily lives. He suggests simple, accessible practices, such as spending time in nature, engaging with art and music, practicing mindfulness, and adopting an attitude of curiosity and openness to the world. Keltner underscores the importance of these practices, not just for individual well-being, but for fostering a more empathetic, cohesive society. By making a conscious effort to seek out awe, Keltner argues, individuals can lead more fulfilling lives and contribute to a more harmonious world. In conclusion, Dasher Keltner's Awe, the New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life is a must-read for anyone interested in the psychological mechanisms that underpin our experience of the world and our interactions with others. It is particularly beneficial for those seeking to deepen their appreciation of life, improve their mental and physical health, and foster connections with others. By illustrating the profound effects of awe on our lives and providing actionable advice on how to cultivate it, Keltner offers a guide to living more fully and compassionately. This book is not just for psychologists or philosophers, but for anyone looking to enrich their understanding of a fundamental human experience and its power to transform our lives and society. If you would like to support Dasher Keltner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine are tree, better life.